If I have to make an observation, maybe ethical observation, about bankruptcy litigation at the front end, here's what it is, that the litigation I've seen over the last 5 years, and I've seen a fair amount of it, has not really been very good litigation. And I don't mean that the trustees or the plaintiffs haven't done a good job, or that their lawyers haven't done a good job, or that the defense counsel haven't done a good job. I just mean substantively, the litigation itself has been lacking. And I think systemically, we may have put ourselves in that posture with our Chapter 3 cases. In the old days, when I was a baby lawyer, a plan would get confirmed, and stuff would trickle down all the way to the equity class. Ray Strube there and I have had a class where the equity holders were so far out of the money, but they still got 5% of the reorganized equity. And that's the way things were done back in the olden days. And you didn't have to set up litigation trusts and put crappy litigation in them so that the crappy litigation was the only thing you were hoisting off on the unsecured. Well, nowadays, you get a litigation trustee, and he's appointed, he's hired, he's commissioned, he's given responsibility and duty. His lawyers are given responsibility and duty to pursue litigation, and they look in the box, and it's crappy litigation. What do? They bring it anyway. They have to. They feel like they have to. If we go to the Chapter 7 model with some of this, Chapter 7 trustee may have some duty to investigate crappy litigation, but if it turns out to be crappy litigation, they don't have to bring it. They shouldn't bring it. So maybe we need to examine the systemic mess we've got ourselves into with this. And as you bring litigation, you might need to kind of look at whether the litigation you bring in it has merit. In the last few years, we've seen a trend where trustees on the one hand, creditors on the other hand, will litigate with each other early in the case about who owns the claims.